here's a story from The World.
Biden's election and Trump's defeat will be scrutinized by political scientists and historians for years to come. All this year, The World zeroed in on one factor, the role Latino voters played in this election. A study out of UCLA this week is pointing to a nearly 31% jump in Latino voters in this presidential election over 2016. One of those voters is Iscan Ordaz-Ortiz. He's a first-generation Mexican-American, and 2020 was his first presidential election. As part of our project on young Latino voters called Every 30 Seconds, Ordaz-Ortiz shared his thoughts about the tumultuous month that led up to today with reporter Stella Chavez from KERA in Dallas.
Iscan Ordaz has been thinking about recent events, like the day a mob of rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol. The images he saw bothered him, scenes of people breaking windows, forcing their way into the building, some chanting Vice President Mike Pence's name. Rioters were angry he hadn't supported President Donald Trump. At first, Iscan was frightened to see such dangerous acts unfold in what was thought to be a highly secured area. But then,
I had to kind of remember that I am younger and in a sense more politically naive. So I assumed that things like this have happened before, just in a different light. There have been violent protests before and harsh disagreements from political parties before.
Still, he says, violence under any circumstance shouldn't be tolerated, and he doesn't like some of the rhetoric coming from both sides of the political spectrum.
You know, just a lot of polarizing commentary, and that was one thing that I was like just generally not very pleased with. Whenever I saw that pop up, it always elicits a lot of emotional reaction, right, as a reader, as a listener.
Iscan was glad to see some elected leaders take a stand. He points to Vice President Mike Pence, who, despite President Trump's insistence the election was stolen, certified the results, officially declaring former Vice President Joe Biden the winner. Iscan says he hopes the new administration will focus on helping get people back on their feet and bring the country together.
To just do his best to preserve some sense of political unity. And although that's no easy task, it would involve maybe just staying away from very, very irrational or unnecessary opinions towards different people.
Iscan considers himself a moderate politically, but sides more with Republicans on economic issues. He says he stays away from watching or reading what he describes as far right and far left views. Doing that narrows a person's worldview, and social media helps perpetuate these limited views, he says. Instead, Iscan says he likes to consume content that's helpful to him.
Hey everyone, me Kevin here. Biden has just released new information on his planned executive actions.
That's Kevin Pathrath. He's a 30-something real estate broker and investor and has his own YouTube channel known as Meet Kevin. Iscan says listening to Kevin is like watching a more experienced uncle who gets him thinking more like an investor. He also likes that Kevin focuses on other news and cites information from a range of news sources. And he doesn't seem to take sides, something Iscan wishes more people would do.
As a nation, we just don't look very strong right now. And so we need to just cut it out, agree to disagree, and go about our business.
Only then, he says, will the country truly move forward. For The World, I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
Stella Chavez joins me now from her home studio near Dallas, Texas. Hi, Stella.
Hi, Marco. It's great to be here.
So we just heard your update on Iscan Ordaz-Ortiz. You've been following him throughout the past year. What do you think Iscan's perspectives, his point of view, his political ideas, what do they show us more broadly speaking about the Latino electorate in Texas?
Well, I think it shows that the Latino vote is not monolithic, which is something many of us have been saying for a long time. But I just think it's really important to show how diverse and nuanced those political views are, especially among young people. I think that Texas in particular is really interesting. There are many conservative Latinos in many parts of the state. And a younger Latino electorate, you know, tends to be more liberal. But here we have Iscan, who's young, middle class, and he's actually more conservative than his parents.
You've told us before, Stella, that Iscan's parents lean more liberal. How did that dynamic at home shape Iscan's political views last year?
Iscan's parents were actually supporters of Bernie Sanders. And, you know, Iscan would talk about how he definitely didn't want to vote for somebody who was too far left. But I think that one of the things that really helped this relationship or this dynamic between Iskan and his parents is the fact that he is very calm and thoughtful when he speaks. And his parents are very respectful of his views, his ideas. And I think I should add that, you know, part of what's influencing Iskan is that, you know, he lives in North Texas. He lives in a more of a like suburban area, you know, middle class. His friends, people he knows. I mean, that all plays a role in influencing his views.
How did conversations go between Iskan and his parents? I mean, Iskan is a moderate, his parents supporting Bernie Sanders on the left side of the Democratic Party. Did it get feisty at all?
I never saw that. That's not to say it didn't happen, but I never saw it. I mean, I did ask more than once. I asked his parents, you know, what's it like to have a son who's actually, you know, a little more conservative than you guys? And, you know, the one thing that they kept going back to was the fact that they're very proud of Iskan because he's very thoughtful and analytical, and he reads a lot and listens to a lot of different things. And so they feel like, you know, he's doing what he needs to do to shape his own worldview. And so, you know, like I said, I never saw any arguments while I was there. But of course, like any family, I'm sure that there may have been some heated discussions at some point.
After a year speaking with and following Iskan, what is your takeaway about this young voter?
Well, he's been through a lot. I mean, as many of us have. What I think is interesting, or was interesting, about following a young, you know, first-time voter was the fact that, you know, Iskan hasn't really lived through many historic moments. Like, you know, you and I, Marco, you know, we remember, at least I remember really well where I was on 9/11. And I know how that helped shape me as a person and as a journalist. And so for Iskan, you know, he's not only experienced, you know, the pandemic, but also he participated in Black Lives Matter marches. You know, he graduated from high school, started college, and voted for the first time in a presidential election during a very tumultuous time. And so I don't know how, you know, going forward, how that, you know, what kind of impact that's going to have on him. But I do know right now he's been very good about paying attention to everything that's happened. And he definitely has his views about things. And you know, I think he's just hoping for the best going forward.
Reporter Stella Chavez with KERA in Dallas. Thank you for your time, for bringing us Iskan's story. And thanks very much for being part of the Every 30 Seconds Project.
Thank you, Marco. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure. From PRX.